Here we are, getting ready for our meeting today. And we're going to go over into the other room. We still have people arriving in the other space. And we're going to have some fun today, get some good information, and see what else wants to come through, okay? Hello, wonderful beings. All the party people are here. All right, good. Good for being here. We got a lot of these amazing diffusers going too. I love these. All right. Give yourself a moment to arrive here. Call all of your power back to yourself, especially from dream time. We're being visited for the strangest, wildest times. Give yourself a moment to call all of your power back from Dreamtime, from cyberspace, media, panic, collective, etc. And allow yourself in this moment to call all of your power back to yourself. As you're calling your power back to yourself, allow it to be integrated into your energy field as you're cleansing it by integrating it, taking that life force, that power back. Deepen your inhale, deepen your exhale. Claim your space in your mind and claim your space in your auric field. See what else is occupying your auric field. Ask it to give you more space. If there's any suppressing energies that's affecting you in this moment, ask them to give you more space. Deepen that inhale, deepen that exhale. Call all of your power back to yourself. Who still has your power? There you go. As that power returns, allow it to be cleansed, to be purified, integrated as life force, and allow it to be utilized by our systems. Very good. One more time. Next inhale and exhale. Call all of that power back to yourself. As you're allowing that power to return, cleanse it, purify it, utilize it. Any struggle energies that we're holding on to, any struggle that we picked up from others, or any struggle that comes up from the collective internally, allow that struggle energy to give us more space. Any chaos energies that are affecting us, insecurities of any form, allow that insecurity frequency. That's a very specific vibration. That insecurity frequency can be spread out into different lower vibrations as well, as anxiety, as panic, etc. So allow these insecurity frequencies to, for a moment, give us more space and to start giving us way more space. Deepen your inhale, deepen your exhale. Any stress? Any deep internal stress that we're holding on to, allow that stress to give us more space. Any rage or anger that we're holding on to what's being done to humanity at this point, allow that rage and anger to give us more space as well. Deepen your inhale, deepen your exhale. And one more time, call all of your power back from the dream time. Any blind spots that we still have in our system, that we carry parasitic control frequencies that are suppressing our life force. Allow these blind spots to give us for a moment more space so that we can truly see what's happening in our systems. Which part of us still wants to be controlled and is happy about it? Give yourself permission to see your blind spots. And we're not talking about a good control. Allow yourself in this moment to identify these frequencies. See if we have to, in this moment, still to submit to that, or if it's okay for a moment to be free of these vibrations and frequencies. It makes sense if we would be a driver of a vehicle that has their eyes closed, then we do need somebody to tell us where to go. I would like you to, in this moment, open your internal eyes and see where you're going. See where humanity is going. It's perfectly fine. Open that eyes, that set of eyes. Look around you. Who's with you in that vehicle? Where do they want you to drive? Claim your space. Claim the power to direct your vehicle. Aim it towards your enlightenment. Even though all is a big game, big illusion, big reality, allow yourself to connect with your higher truth, with your higher love, with your higher, greater reality. Observe the energy shift. Allow yourself in this moment to stay focused on your enlightenment. Allow any survival stress, any survival fear to give us more space so we can truly connect with our trust, with our support energies. With our alignment, with our source, with our infinite, with our creative source. Allow any heavy paranoia energies that we still carry in the belly button area to be transformed and to be released. Instead, connect with that pronoia, the aspect that knows that we're being fully supported, that there is a conspiracy to fully support us, find our enlightenment, our happiness. Our purpose. Allow any heavy fear energies, any panic energies that humanity is so willingly picking up right now, allow these to give us more space and create a light bubble around you and allow yourself in this moment to stay clear of these heavy, dense frequencies that are interfering with our energy flow. And give yourself permission in this moment to establish a healthy, holistic energy flow in our systems. holistically flowing, considering all aspects of our beings. Give yourself in this moment permission to be in that well-beingness. Scan your energy field. Scan your heart. Allow your heart chakra to start the clearing process. Any remaining heaviness, any density, allow it to give you more space. Start the transformational process. Remember, one of the most powerful organs that we have for us available in this universe and in this reality is our lungs, right? When our lungs are attacked or under attack, then you know that we have to do everything to support our lungs. And our lungs, they take up a lot of space in the heart chakra, right? The heart chakra supports, provides energy for the lungs, in the throat chakra as well. Just think about the core energy information that these lungs contain, that take up space, take up a lot of space in our bodies. When our lungs are affected in any form, from the outside or inside, if that's like an internal program that we may have, where we are afraid to take up space, or we're afraid to take our space and our purpose. If you can give yourself permission to take up space, give your lungs permission to take up space. Taking up space inside. Taking life into the fullest. Remember, everything is energy. Allow your lung energies to be fully supported. And in this moment, claim your space. Claim your head space. Claim your lung space. Claim your heart space. Claim your space of well-being in this manifestation, in this reality. Give yourself permission, authorize yourself in this moment to take up space. Take up space in your energy field. Where is all of that power, all of that life force that is you? Take up that space. You have a temple, a sacred temple here. Allow yourself to be present in that body, in that emotional, in that mental body, in that spiritual, that physical, that astral body, that energy body, and all the spaces in between. Give yourself permission in this moment to be fully present in that energy body of yours. Allow all suppressing programs to give you more space. Allow the collective confusion energy to give us more space. Connect with that energy of clarity, this aspect of you that knows exactly what's happening at all times. That inner knowing, that intuition. And the instinctive frequencies, where we know exactly what's happening and what needs to happen. And if something falls, you're catching it midair, just out of a reflex. Just when you felt yourself falling for a moment, you caught yourself. Remembered. Stabilized yourself and allowed yourself to be fully present in your consciousness of awareness. That light, that ocean of light that's always with us, in us, and around us. Deepen your inhale, deepen your exhale. Allow your auric field to become more vibrant and bring in more light and illuminate this light to the highest level possible. See if you can raise that up, that light frequency. Allow all of your chakras to become more vibrant, your auric field to become more vibrant, and see if you can brighten up this room, this building, the city, state, this whole country, if you can lighten up this whole planet, and then you know how much power you have. Now stay focused on your incarnation on this planet and allow this body of yours to become more vibrant internally and externally. Allow your auric field to become so vibrant that everything that is not healthy, not supportive, either bounces off, excuse me, or just voluntarily gives you more space with not coming closer to you. Allow healthy thoughts, healthy energy, healthy vibrations to be activated, tuned into these vibrations. Of your highest, most sacred self. Feel the power of your life force activated. Allow all of your chakras to spin in the highest frequency possible. Remember, you are a creator, co-creator at least. What is it that you would like to create? Step out for a moment of the collective paranoia. Allow yourself to be in that stability of your purpose, knowing exactly you're here for the reason for healing, transformation, support, consciousness. Observe that healthy energy flow that's taking place. And observe how in this moment, clear energy alignment is effortless, that energy is flowing, that light is there, and allow yourself in this moment to fully participate, integrate this, and allow these higher frequencies that support energies to become effortlessly accessible to us at all times. The certainty that we have a purpose here on this planet, connect with your mission, why you came here, and allow yourself in this moment to reactivate your inner light and activate and jumpstart it so it continuously starts to hum and to bring that right frequency of ours to the next higher level. The inner hum, humming going on, inner ohm going on, an inner vibration that's continuously aligning ourselves with our multidimensionality so that the multidimensionality knows where to find us. Jumpstart that hum, allow any suppressing programs to give us more space. Allow your multidimensional externalizations, holographic expressions to remember you and you remember them. Allow any interferences with our holographic multidimensional expressions to be transformed and to be released. And observe how much more energy awareness and energy flow is taking place. Worlds upon worlds, dimensions open up to us, giving us access to our holographic expressions in these realities. Allow yourself in this moment to fully connect with them. Bring in the energy of support, of protection, of healing, of well-being, of prosperity. That gets us to the next part, and the very important part that's taking place today. Beamlining the prosperity mantras for us so that they can be most effective and most useful for us and for the planet. And of course, the prosperity consciousness. We know that globally, the world economy is under an interesting form of attack. And a lot of wonderful people, wonderful beings are affected by it. I would like you to be in this place for a moment to see if you can hold up that frequency of prosperity, that prosperity vibration, the prosperity net that can support the people from their free fall so that they're landing in this prosperity net. For that, we need to have stable grounding positions. Yourself in this moment, you're standing in the ocean, waist deep, waves are coming. How is your grounding? Can you manage to stay grounded? Now think about if you're standing alone there in that ocean, or if there's people holding your hands, and it spans globally, how we can stay tight in that position, holding that prosperity frequency, supporting others to wake up. And then it spans into all directions. Everybody who wakes up finds another person and another person. And all of a sudden, the whole planet has that prosperity support. Give yourself a moment to be here. It's going to be a short meeting today, but I wanted us to come together to get some insight and support, specifically in these times, because there's a lot of confusion out there. We are energy healers. As an energy healer, our first concern is, how is our energy today? How's the energy in our environment? What can I do energetically to support myself and the environment and the beings around me? Physical, non-physical, that are requiring support at these times. Observe that energy flow that's taken place in your system. Keep that flowing. Allow that to be flowing throughout our meeting. And allow yourself to be in that extended energy presence of yourself, of life, and of consciousness. Be present. Welcome. Happy Sunday. Good to see you all. And we have so many wonderful beings listening in. I know we most, all of us have heard the prosperity mantra, the newest prosperity mantra. Good morning. Ah, prosperity stones, I like it. The new prosperity mantra is where I would like us to start. The repercussions of the economic crisis is not yet really being understood in its fullest expression, and it's going to take 12 to 24 months for that really to hit globally and in different communities. A lot of the places already having layoffs, and people are already being affected by it, and it's going to globally even go have bigger circles and bigger consequences. So that being said, the prosperity mantras are designed specifically for these times, so that we can support grounding these frequencies in Mother Earth, so that communities, groups, circles can benefit and jump into that consciousness and then reactivate us in themselves. Because a lot of people don't have the consciousness, don't have the tools, and honestly, there a lot of people just waking up and they just really don't know what to do. And so we want to support them creating these lighthouses of prosperity in different areas of the planet. And we're going to start placing that individually in places like we pretty much like we did in the tornado places, you know. And now it's something that we're probably going to have to promote a little bit more so that people start individually doing that for themselves. And I know it's a really hard time because for a lot of people, they're really angry. They know something is being done that shouldn't be done the way it's being done. And a lot of people are just being right now really hurting. And wonderful beings, and we want to make sure that we support as many as we can in this process, in this awakening process, and supporting sometimes remember, look back into your own life when you had these major awakenings and you hit rock bottom, then you came to a massive insight and solution. For some, that's, of course, it's the case, but for some, it's harder than that. For some, it's like, it's the question of staying here or leaving the planet. And if there's something we can do to make it easier, to make it more appealing to stay a little bit with us, we will do so. So if we can support these beings to become more effective in their healing work and quite frankly, to do what they came here for to do. That being said, does anybody have the prosperity mantra on their phones? Would you be so good and turn it on? Thank you for your fast response, Anna. The high 2.0, please. if you turn it off for a second and we're going into the wording, the Hari Har, the Har, I would like you, when we go into the mantra, to extend that Har out. Hari 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 Har. So a long Har at the end. And I know in the mantra itself, it says Ha. And you can easily get sucked into this Ha thing. But the Ha is also, it's a push forward. And at the same time, when you push forward, you put a dynamic in there. It goes for a while, but then it kind of like, it stops also somewhere. So as you push, you can also stop. So I would like you to neutralize because it gets into the duality. And I would like you to make this a long har. It's a very specific request, and I would like you to stay really focused on that because it makes the world of a difference. And now that the time is right, it is obviously being revealed, you know. So we're going to go into this mantra for a couple minutes and just see how that feels, how that flows, and see if you can just flow with me. Okay, Monica? Good. All right. Go ahead, please. And everybody listening in, everybody here, to flow with it. Hari, 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 Har. Hari, Har. Hari, 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 Har. 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 Hari, 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 Hari Har, Hari 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 Har.
Thank you.
Hari 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 Hari
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Hari
Hari Hari Hari
Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari
Hari
Hari Hari Hari
Hari Hari Hari
Hari Hari Hari, 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 Hari,
Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, H hands in front of the solar plexus chakra. Generated a lot of prosperity energy for the planet, for all beings. A lot of prosperity energy flowing. Contain that energy in the palm. Energy to the right, completely in your palms, and now place your hands on your heart and solar plexus chakra, both of your hands. Now the prosperity energy to be absorbed by your system, integrate. Observe that frequency that you generated, that you created, that you anchored, really. If you look at it, you anchor that frequency. And these recordings that are made, they are not instead of you. They're to support you, to animate you. You have to put your being into it. Doesn't matter how it sounds. Doesn't have to sound perfect. Doesn't have to sound good. It's your frequency, how you communicating with your source. Nobody has to judge that. Nobody can say this is good or bad. This is your personal way, your personal connection. It is perfect in its own way because it is your connection with your source. And if it's out of alignment, even where you think it should be in an alignment, means that you're out of alignment because you haven't fully utilized all of your potential to speak your prosperity. Because if you speak your prosperity, it sounds wild. It sounds like nothing else because it's your own very own connection. It cannot sound like anything else because you're different than anybody else. You have your own very own specific frequency. And when you go into this hari ha, the R sounds like a D, but you're not speaking a D. You're not focusing on D. You're focusing on the R. That it sounds like a D comes out automatically. You're not saying Hadi and focusing on actually a D because then you're not doing it right. You're focusing on the R. The R sounds like a D. But you're not saying D. You're saying R. And that's very important. It's like these deep core patterns, they have frequency, they have alignment. And when you It's like the core powerful frequency of humanity. As a universal expression, if somebody sneezes, that they say, ha, chi. It's almost like everybody on the planet at some point said that. Hari is a very deep and powerful connection to your core prosperity energies, to your source. When you say Hari, you are tuning into that prosperity frequency. You're making yourself more aware of your prosperity that's already there. And you're anchoring, you're reminding your fleeting daily consciousness about that truth. You're bringing that into this reality. And we know how many different realities we can jump into, like in a minute. Just think about messages that you can get on the phone, Facebook, Instagram, media. All kinds of information that can happen in like less than a minute. And you can have 15 different approaches of life in that 1 minute. So we are being asked more than ever to stabilize, to ground, to create a healthy routine for our system that it can utilize a stabilization, so it can stabilize itself. I know that seems like nothing new, but remember, these mantras are designed to stimulate your connection. They're not instead of your connection. It's okay if you listen to it and then think you're doing it, but it's different if you're doing it. If you're chanting these mantras in your very own full approach and applying yourself the way that you are, that doesn't sound like anybody else, then you're doing it right. If it almost sounds like weird, then you're doing it right. If it sounds too good, you're doing it wrong. It's too perfect. Your connection is in itself different than anybody else's connection. It's not perfect in that sense how other people have to hear it. It's perfect when you're doing it. And when you're doing it with all of your passion, then it almost seems like it's overpowering. It should stimulate you to be more passionate. But instead, it makes you feel like, oh my God, how does that sound? Let me pull myself out. It doesn't sound perfect. But when you put yourself into this and you say, my connection is my overpowering connection because it's my connection, then you're doing it right. And you have to claim that. And this little experience here that you have with even somebody like totally loud, somebody out of tune, that's how it has to be. That's when you're doing it right, because you're overpowering the noise in the background and you're connecting yourself with truly that powerful connection of yours to prosperity. And it can be internally, it can be externally, it can be on so many different levels. It can be just an emotional frequency as well. But you know, if it sounds good, it's good too. So I'm glad we had this moment where you can remember that and express it to the people that you're passing it on, that they expand that hari, that ha at the end, the I, the hari, and so that it really has a continuous flow. Sometimes when you go with the hari ha, you have a full push and then it stops for a moment. And then you have the next push. It's like it's a big push and then a big push. What gives you like big prosperity, just think about it, instead of big time manifestation of prosperity and the next big time, have a continuous flow. It's like a continuous flow of water. And there's, even though it doesn't look like much, it's continuously accumulating. Excuse me. Now, that being said, you did so well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Relax yourself, you did so good. Doesn't that feel nice when we just generate this and it's just happening, it just flows? All right. Goodness gracious. That was my main thing that I wanted to relate today. If you have the other prosperity mantras, of course, you can utilize them too. You can utilize the breath that goes with it. But you also apply yourself in a rhythm, in the flow that is yours. And then the mantras did their job. They're not there instead of you. They're there to animate you, to support you, to jumpstart you, so that you do the mantras. Because everybody has their own mantra connection. Everybody has their own connection to their source. And that's where I would really love to see that going. And sooner or later, we're going to anchor more and more of these frequencies. We have to really, because you see where it's heading. It's pretty intense, right? These are transformational times. Now, a transformational work is not designed to actually learn and to apply it here. Where then? But this is the time where we can apply this work and support the people. And if you're now being affected by it, then you're realizing you have to do more work. We all have to do more work. You know, and it's okay, because doing our work means we are appreciating being here on the planet. We're applying ourselves. Doing our work, our maintenance, is like we're taking care of ourselves, right? We're brushing our teeth. You know, we're going, drinking water, doing the good thing that we have to do to apply ourselves here to this planet, because we want to participate. And if there's deep aspects in you that are coming out to the surface where you feel like, I don't want to be part of this, not this, but that, yes. If it's always like this, then I like it.
That's but please don't like that, no. But that's the beauty. It's like it wakes up so many different aspects of our being. And of course, a lot of people are panicking. A lot of people don't really know what's happening. But it's beautiful to see how when you stay in your clarity, how you can inspire others. And then if you have your self-doubt, then other people are going to jump on it and they'll just say, hey, what about this and this and this? Of course, that's your choice. Do you want to destabilize yourself or do you really want to apply yourself? That's a choice. That's an intention. You want to apply your purpose, be here, you let your star shine, or you just want to dim it a little bit, like we all did for a long time. Or is it maybe time to become that sun, that warmth? But at the same time, the sun doesn't do the growing for the plant. The plant is still growing themselves. They have an intention to be here. Otherwise, that plant, doesn't matter how much sun and water is there, the plant wouldn't make it. The intention of wanting to make it comes from that seed where it says, yes, I want to sprout. I want to become a big tree. And that intention, you have to find in yourself. Because there's the perfect conditions or ideal conditions or not so good conditions. Where is your intention? With your full intention that you apply yourself and you really want to become this powerful tree. I know you all have it. It's all right there. So that was my main thing today. I'm going to let you go about your happy, healthy days today. I know there's a lot going on. Stay focused. Do your energy work. If you want to, you can do this mantra several times today. I give you permission. Any questions that we have? Yes, please.
So do you want us to do it just like that, sitting on the high heart, send us some recordings, sometimes it kind of went wrong.
Yeah.
You want us to do that?
Yeah, if you have the Hari heart, that's perfect because remember after a while the song was going somewhere else, but we had our frequency.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's there. It's giving us a base frequency like a starting and landing strip. And once you took off, you did it. It has its own momentum, and that's where you need it to be. And it sometimes sounds funky, it sometimes sounds weird, but it's not about it. It's about you applying all aspects of your being. Just think about it. It's your darkest aspect and your lightest aspect singing this together. It sounds a little weird, right? If only the high frequency of your being sings that, of course, it's perfect. But it's about bringing that prosperity into the dark areas of our system that have never seen prosperity. That are still thinking there is no connection, there's no support. That's the area that needs to be infiltrated. Right. And so that's then your song, because you're making that statement and you're applying yourself in that moment. And when you're doing it, guess what? The whole multiverse is listening and everybody around you is picking that up. Because you're doing it in your authenticness, in your authentic space, right? And that's where it becomes even more powerful. And when you can do this, and we went to Niagara Falls, and we did this with the extended heart, it's so much more powerful, and nature wants to participate. You should have seen the falls, what they did when we sang it that way. The falls, all of a sudden, the angel beings coming up, one after the other, dancing sideways, left, up and down. They come closer. The whole freaking falls coming closer. I mean, we're like, oh my God, is it happening? You know, do we need to like get a rain jacket? Yeah, it's very powerful when you see how Mother Earth responds to that. Because you're creating, it becomes liquid prosperity. It becomes liquefied and always sudden. It's like volcanic lava, and it's flowing like liquid. And then it starts solidifying, and it's done. It's like anchored. And
that we have to think about dimensionally in all reality for ourselves. And now we have even a bigger responsibility, because as you're seeing how humanity is being dragged into that poverty consciousness, right? So these are done for a reason, these prosperity mantras. We all knew that's going to happen with different forms of expressions and agenda. We just didn't know exactly how it's going to happen. There was so many options. There was that, let's see what option is going to be picked. Are you taking option one?
Option two or three?
So what is behind the window three or door one, you know? And so now that you know how that's unfolding, you have the tools. And it's interesting because it just doesn't look, if you look from it from a one-dimensional consciousness, it doesn't look like a powerful tool. But that's the beauty of how they're being covert or camouflaged, right? Because they're not recognizable so much, because hey, there's a million prosperity mantras out there. There's a million prosperity songs out there. But when you do this right with the frequency intact and you're applying yourself, you're anchoring this. There's an anchoring that takes place in this. These are carefully crafted and designed. They're not just done by me. They come through me as gifts, as tools, and systems to apply for a very specific time. There's a very specific time to do it. That's why we're all awake on a Sunday morning where we could sleep in. And that's the sacrifice we do for humanity, for ourselves. And this is what we do for the planet. That's why we're here. That's the most exciting time of the day. Right? We still can have our coffee or matcha or shake or juice. But you know that you did what you came here to do, and that you are showing up, and that the guys are tuning in also on the phone, you know, shows like this. Yeah, you're here to do your service and your purpose. You know. Any other questions? Yes.
So just getting back to how to use the recorded mantra,
yeah.
the vision that I got, we said it. Like you said, it's a takeoff, but we're not meant to try to follow it. We're meant to just use it as a takeoff, because otherwise it will hold us back,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and you can keep that rhythm.
Right.
Keep that rhythm of it, but make it in your own rhythm.
Yeah.
After a while, turn it off and then just do your own thing. Because that's where you are becoming your individual authentic self. If you still let it run, that's fine, but It's a support frequency for you. It's not instead of you. Because in this oneness, we need everyone to be present and focused on that. And so the frequency that comes through, that rhythm, you can apply for yourself. Then once you get the rhythm in, you can do it by yourself. You don't need to have that mantra going then even. But when you're going with that mantra and you keep that baseline going, then, of course, you can just easily jump into where you're at. And the more you're doing it, the more powerful your prosperity flow is happening. Because that's a real request. That's a prosperity alignment request that you're putting out there into the multiverse. You're saying, hey, my prosperity, I remember I'm this prosperous being. I now activate that prosperity flow. And I'm part of this prosperity. I am now this prosperity energy. Now you're becoming this living prosperity. And it doesn't matter how high or low that level might be for you. When it starts, that's your baseline too, where you can improve. That's your bottom rock foundation where you can build on. And it's only going up from there. It doesn't matter how low you think that bedrock is. Once you reach it, you can actually build a solid foundation. It's not built on quicksand. It's built on solid. At the same time, remember, you're anchoring that life too. It becomes wherever you are, there's a part to it as a group dynamic where it becomes liquid earth, where it becomes liquid lava that then hardens, and where you have then implemented almost like concrete in there. And that frequency goes. Once it starts hardening, That frequency is still going. And that's why it's important to put your passion, energy with that. Your full application of your whole system and your, you know, your authentic frequency. Because that's what you, that's where these reminders are being anchored. These are going to be your senders and receivers. Bless you.
So no matter where we're doing the mantra, we can go anywhere and do the mantra that entering into that area where we're doing it.
Yeah, okay. That's the whole idea. Right? As a group, of course, it's a little bit more powerful, but as an individual, think about you're driving through town, right? And then you're anchoring it. You're anchoring it. Sometimes it's just in the airways, and sometimes it's a little bit deeper, depending on how grounded you are at the day. If you're not grounded, your grounding is the mantra anchor is only as deep as you're grounding yourself. So it really helps you to be more aware and more conscious. You know? All right. I know there's a lot more questions that I got in the email, but I'm going to keep it really, really short today because that's really what we need to be doing. Do the mantra, be a happy camper, and enjoy your beautiful life, you know? Because we're here in these most amazing transformational times. This is what we came here to do, and we're doing it, we're showing up. And it's not always easy because you have to overcome your own personal dilemma of just wanting to be feeling disconnected. You know, what's a nice little vacation sometimes, but you know, it's nice to be present. It's good to be at work, at healing work, where work is effortless and work is passion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't it you said with that, if people want to leave instead of staying here at
yeah.
the moment, right? I just encourage everyone to want to be here because at the end of all this, it's something amazing and beautiful. It's going to be something so bright.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. So now, a happy Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Be the best that you can be, and even the worst of you is going to be loved. Thank you.
Thank you.